The key for me in today's game is the fact that we really played well together as a team right from the start. Gravis Vasquez is really showing his maturity in the game and allowing the game to come to him. There wasn't much there for him the first half, but he kept the ball moving and we were able to score and get the lead. And then the second half, you know, he was able to do some things that where he got some points. But I think the most important thing in Gravis's mind today was to win that game. And he did a great job, you know, throughout the time he played, not just when he was scoring. And, you know, to get play, to get consistent play from, you know, Cliff Tucker and Dino Gregory and Adrian Bowie coming off the bench, you know, whether they score a lot of points is not the key. The key is to keep us playing the way we were playing. And we were able to do that, especially on the defensive end of the court tonight. I don't think there was any letdown at all whenever we substituted.
You guys doubled down on Tracy Smith a little bit in the first half, but Jordan seemed to kind of maintain, even on both ends, he did a pretty good job. Just kind of impressions of him, especially the first half.
Oh, he's learning, and it's not always going to be look that good. We gave him some help with the double down we were doing, but at the same time, he played against a very good player, and that's a senior. That's part of the learning process, is to get against a guy that's 3 or 4 years older than you and just as strong as you are. I seriously doubt that there's as many times Jordan ever played against a guy as big as he was when he was in high school. So this is all new, and to play against a guy like Smith is certainly part of the education that Jordan's gone through as a basketball player.
Coach, was this a better defensive effort or a better offensive effort, or did the defense lead the offense?
As a coach, you always like to think your defense keys a lot of things that breaks the ball loose. I really believe this as a coach, though, that if you're playing aggressively on defense, then you play aggressive offense. And the same thing, if you're not working very hard defensively, you run sloppy offense. So I think they are connected. I couldn't really tell you which one it is, but I know, you know, defensively in this league this year, you have to play good defense if you want to survive. So that was a good sign today.
Gary, I know 1,000 is just a big round number, but does it make any difference to you tonight that your team played particularly well this evening?
I'd like you want to win every time you go out. Tonight was the 1,000th game I've coached, so it was great to get the win, but you know how it is. I'd rather win than worry about a number. I mean, winning's the greatest, and that's what keeps you in the business, the feeling after a win. And, you know, you have to go through some tough times sometimes, and you have to lose some games to really appreciate what it means to win, and, you know, I certainly do. And there's a lot of people involved with a coach whenever he's coaching, wherever he's coaching, whether it's high school, college, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of people in the program that determines the success of the team.
Gary, you mentioned Gravis in the second half being in better positions to score some points. Can you go into more of what was enabling him to kind of break out in the second half?
Well, we saw a couple things that we thought he could score on. And sometimes you make one or two shots and all of a sudden everything shows up. And I think that's what happened with Gravis in the second half. But it's important for the players to know that if Gravis scores and he's going to score, he's a great player. But if he doesn't, we can still play. And that's the thing I hoped our team got out of the first half tonight, because Gravis didn't have a lot of points. But he played great. And Gravis has got to know that too, that he played great even though he didn't score. I mean, scoring's one thing that everybody measures. But that's one thing. It's one part of being a complete basketball player. Gravis's defense tonight was exceptional. He was the guy doubling down on Smith. And that takes timing. That takes smarts not to foul when you get down there, things like that. And he did that. And that was a big part of what we tried to do defensively going into the game.
Coach, as a coach watching this team tonight, there are a couple plays that were on the floor. Gravis going down the floor and then late down low on the basket. A big scrum. Your guys really going after.
Yeah, that's the one John Harbaugh got all excited about over there on the sideline. Now, we had three different guys dive into paint on the floor. See, what you try to preach is when the ball's in the paint, you've got to get it. If it's on the defensive end of the court, if they can pick it up, they just put it in the basket. So you got to get at least a jump ball in that situation. So you work on some drills. You do some things early in practice. Then you have to depend on your players wanting to do it, because you can get hurt doing those drills that get you good at that. So once the season starts, you better have that into your defense or else it's not going to happen.
Coach, 3-1 in the ACC, tied with Virginia. how do you feel about your position so far? I know it's early in conference play, but that has to give you a lot of optimism and pride being tied with Virginia going into the next game against Miami.
Well, it gives us optimism. We're pretty level-headed this year. We know we've played four. We have 12 to play. And so we just look at Miami and we'll prepare just like we did for NC State. We have 2 days to get ready, and that's not much time, but we can do it. And we've done that before with quick turnarounds. So we'll be ready to go when we play on Tuesday, and we'll take it from there.
All right, thanks.
Sean goes to the line 13 times. You guys go to the line 2 times, there one time basically. What was it about the offense that?
You have to be aggressive to get to the free throw line. In other words, if you shoot all jump shots, you're not going to get fouled, and you don't get to the line. A lot of times, if you can get a second shot, that's where you get fouled. Many times on a long rebound for a second shot, you get it and you drive it, the defense is out of position because they were all rebounding. You get fouled in those situations. And when you have somebody like Sean and Landon that are strong, and Grievous is a little stronger than he looks, when they take it to the basket, part of getting fouled is making sure the referee can see that you're fouled. In other words, if you can hold on to the ball when that guy hits you, that guy hangs on you a little bit, and it's pretty obvious that you got fouled.
Harry, was this as good a 40-minute game as this team's played so far this year?
I don't know. It's hard to compare. I know we played well against Florida State. So I thought we played well against Wake Forest. I really did. So I'm just really pleased with the way the team is competing, and that's the key thing. As long as we don't let anyone play harder than we do, we've got a shot to win games. So that's what we're about, and we're trying to stress that every day.
Anything else?
Thank you, folks.